All right, we know the IHSA is a membership-driven organization. I think 895-some-odd member schools make up the Illinois High School Association. I want to talk about the IHSA Legislative Commission, which is composed of 35 members who are elected to three-year terms from geographic areas of the state. So that's a big component of the IHSA. And to dovetail within that is the town hall meeting format. So one of the big issues, Matt Troha, right now we're hearing about potentially district scheduling for high school football, which will get some attention, I think, during November during these town hall meetings. All right, so it'll get discussed at town hall meetings. It'll come back to the Legislative Commission, and if there is enough support there, then the member schools get an opportunity to vote on it. Is that, am I understanding that right?
Yeah, no, you summed it up correctly, but I guess the one sort of thing that I would add to that is that it's very much like politics in terms of the legislative commissioners. They go to these meetings and they hear the feedback from their constituents, but at the end of the day, when they go down and cast that vote, they don't necessarily have to do it in conjunction with what was said at their meeting. If they feel very strongly in one direction or the other, they may not do that. And we've had instances before, for example, where I think it was with one of the football policies a few years ago where it hadn't gotten much support, but it had been on the ballot several years in a row, and so several of the commissioners just kind of said, hey, we should just vote yes, get it on the ballot, let the membership vote for it, so we sort of have a historical record of, hey, there wasn't enough support to do this, so maybe it's time to find something else or move in a different direction.
So the question begs here then, how does it get to, I'm talking specific to district scheduling for football, so you have these town hall meetings, right? All right, mm-hmm. And then you go back to the Legislative Commission that meets in November, and I think I mentioned 35. Is there 35 members on that? So it's those 35 that receive the feedback from the town hall meetings, and they're held all over the state in November. Of those 35, is that basically a vote then of the 35 to say, will this get to the ballot?
Yeah, that's correct. Yes, those 35 will vote, and if there's a simple majority there, for each of the individual proposals, it moves forward to that all-school ballot.
And is it fair to say, I don't know if I'm phrasing this question correctly, is there a little more momentum since it's coming from the Football Advisory Committee, which is made up of a lot of different guys from different parts of the state, different classes, private schools, public schools? There's an IHSA representative on that body too, so that kind of tells me that the wheels are a little bit in motion to get it to the ballot, at least for member schools to vote.
Yeah, I think that's a tough thing to gauge. I think you could look at it that from that perspective, that maybe it does have a little bit more support because of all those individuals involved. You could probably take it from the opposite perspective too and say that if the IHSA is involved in that, there's some people who may automatically push back against it. I think it's going to be just something that we really have to take a wait and see. I don't know that we have a real good pulse on how it's going to go. This particular idea was brought up maybe about 8-9 years ago by the principal Rich Worley from Eureka High School, and put on the brought out to the town halls, and had literally almost 0% zero support. I maybe like 10 people out of all these meetings were for it. And I'm talking like 10 out of like 800, not out of the 35. But it just seems like that idea has continued to grow and grow over the last few years. So it'll be interesting to see if there's more support for it now.
All right. All things being equal, and this is just Jim Taylor speaking, I hope it gets to the ballot, right? Just for the opportunity for the member schools to vote. Now, there's a lot of different issues, and I know there's some people that want to protect what they have now, but there's a lot of people in smaller areas that need some type of certainty with scheduling. So if it gets to the ballot, it's basically, it's if it's 401 to 400, in favor of district scheduling, we have district scheduling. Is that how it works?
That's correct. Yep. That is how it would work.
All right. And then I've asked this before. The IHSA, if they are directed, they and the membership schools say, can you schedule football? The answer is, can
they? Yeah, the answer is yes. You know, we were asked that years ago when Rich Worley first brought it up. And, you know, we're a membership organization. So if our membership asks us to do that, we will find a way to do it.
That's now, and then the as we wrap up here, the way the proposal works, right, it would be basically that schedule would be adjusted every 2 years?
Correct, yep.
All right. So, again, the legislative commission and the town hall meetings actually take place in November, and then the legislative commission will get together and determine if this moves to the ballot, and member schools would vote in December. Matt Troha with the IHSA, thank you very much.
Hey, good to talk to you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
More coming up on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.